Board President Shirley Holloway was nursing a cold when the news was announced, but she couldn't help but be relieved and grateful.
I feel like it's a red-letter day for us and for the Sitka.
Holloway is one of five remaining trustees who oversaw the demise of Alaska's oldest educational institution. Sheldon Jackson abruptly shut down in June of 2007 when it could not meet payroll. It was reportedly laboring under several million dollars of debt, much of it owed to Alaska Growth Capital. While the trustees first entertained the idea of reorganizing and reopening, and subsequently a takeover by the University of Dubuque, the focus lately has been on saving the historic core campus for use by another, any educational institution. The Sitka Fine Arts Camp is the likely institution waiting in the wings. Holloway says there's more for the trustees to do besides just handing over the keys.
We won't run away fast because there's a lot of historical things that we really want to take care of, and we want to work with a lot of different stakeholders in terms of preserving the history of the college, and we want to, there's just a lot of stuff to do yet, and we want to do it well, and we want to do it with integrity.
Hugh Short, the CEO of Alaska Growth Capital, says AGC has always had the welfare of Sheldon Jackson in mind. He says arriving at an agreement with the trustees was not difficult.
It's been our goal all along to work with the trustees to preserve the core campus and to provide a soft landing for the trustees and Sheldon Jackson to continue their educational legacy and in the future provide that legacy to the community of Sitka and Southeast Alaska and the state of Alaska.
With the recent closing of the sale of the Stratton Library to the state for $2 million and some other major pending sales, Sheldon Jackson's debt to AGC has been pared down to around $650,000. There's also another estimated $600,000 or so in unsecured debt to local vendors and other creditors from the school's last days. SJ's executive manager, John Holst, told a meeting of concerned Sitkins last fall that there was no way the trustees could clear both amounts without parceling out more of the core campus. Holst mentioned that the trustees would likely make a personal appeal to Chairman Jacob Adams and Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, the parent of AGC, and the many shareholders with ties to the college. Alaska Growth CEO Short says those ties were a factor in the decision to release the debt.
There's a long tradition of ASRC executives and elders attending the college, and that's important, and that, of course, is always taken into consideration. You know, the bottom line is that the Jacob Adams, through his leadership, and Shirley Holloway, through her leadership at Sheldon Jackson, and myself, were able to come up with a solution that was beneficial to all parties, and it was a cooperative effort, and we couldn't have done it without the cooperation of everyone involved.
Short says many in the community of Sitka and the state stepped up to the plate to purchase the college's property and infrastructure, eliminating the vast majority of our investment. He says AGC and Arctic Slope Regional Corporation then did a cost-benefit analysis and decided that forgiving the balance would be in the best interest of all parties. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.